Michelle Bachmann, I have been waiting all day to hear what you have to say about this. You're one of my favorite people. And Michelle, I hope you don't mind me embarrassing you. I'm going to embarrass you a little bit, I think. One of the reasons why you're my favorite people is not only when you were in Congress, but your life. You have practiced the things that you preach. You didn't just talk about abortion. You also talked about adoption. You also talked about what we should be doing as a society instead. What has today been like for you, Michelle Bachmann?
Well, I feel like I've been in almost a powder puff or walking on a cloud. This has been almost 50 years that we've been talking about and debating this issue. And meanwhile, the sad reality is that 60 to 65 million Americans lost their lives through abortion. That's not to condemn any woman or man who made that decision. I'm not certainly condemning you, but it's a fact, and it's a real fact that we have to grapple with, that of all the nations on earth, the United States of America has been big abortion more than any other nation. And it's impacted us because we are less well off with not having those 60 to 65 million Americans who would be among us today. You know, before 1973, I remember that day when abortion came out. I was 15 years old, standing next to my locker. Somebody ran up and said, the Supreme Court just ruled that people can have, that women could have an abortion. And I have to say, I was innocent, naive. I had no idea what an abortion was. Someone had to explain it to me. And after that, this became a decision or a debate quickly all over America. And I remember a young Catholic girl asked me what I thought about it. And I didn't know. I really didn't understand it. So I started spouting some of the pro-abortion talking points because I didn't even know what abortion was. And she took the time to explain to me that this was a real baby, that from the moment of conception, this baby is formed and will continue on as long as it has nutrition and time. There will be a human being. And I flipped and became pro-life at that moment. But as I got older, got married, my husband and I had a little baby boy. We went out in Minnesota, in front of abortion clinics in January. My husband put the baby boy in a backpack, and we wanted to offer positive alternatives. And so we handed out literature for women who didn't know what to do, because the truth was a lot of girls were forced into having abortions by boyfriends, by their parents, by other people. And they didn't know what to do. They were confused, and they were forced, and they made a decision that they've lived to regret. And so I just want women to know who've had an abortion that there is help, that it's not too late for you to grieve. It's not too late for you to talk. It's not too late for you to be forgiven, because you can be forgiven. And for those who are finding themselves in a pregnancy today, life is a beautiful option, whether you choose to keep the baby or not. This baby's invaluable. It's a treasure, and we want to give it a future and a hope. So one thing my husband and I really came to grips with is we needed to do more than just try to offer positive alternatives. So my husband and I were moved to start fostering children. And we're not great people or great saints. We just did what we could. But over the years, we brought 23 great kids into our home. We had 5 biological children, and then we had 23 foster children. And I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest experiences of our life. And it was, we did that because we wanted to express our pro-life desires, that we wanted to give life, express life. Because before 1973 in America, we were what you would call a culture of life. We celebrated life. The sad thing that happened really in 1973, in addition to the lives that were lost, Bo, is the fact that we started to embrace a culture of death. In many ways and in many philosophies, we embraced a culture of death. I'm hoping now with this decision today that people will see that life is a beautiful option and to pursue life in all of its forms, because a lot of people are depressed and anxious today. And I just want to encourage people in whatever we do every day, try to choose life in every decision you make. Just choose life. Choose happiness. It's there for the taking. Life isn't easy. It's hard. But we have a choice just like you said, Bo, every one of us have a choice in the situation that we're in, and choose life, because there's a future and a hope when you have life. And I believe that's what will come from this decision today, that a lot of women, men, the unborn, there'll be a future and a hope. And let's embrace that with both arms.
Michelle Bachmann, you're an amazing human being. I am proud to call you a friend, and you are an inspiration, not just to me, but to so many. And I hope we're going to have a chance to talk again. In fact, I'll give you a call if we can. I don't know whether you can. Maybe tomorrow we can continue this conversation. But I thank you for those words.
To.
Let's do it. James Golden.
Oh, I'd love to.
Thank you. Michelle Bachmann.
You're pure love.
Thank you. Michelle Bachmann, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pick up this conversation tomorrow with Michelle. We'll work out of time. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerley, with you here. Thank you, Michelle, on WABC Talk Radio 77. Coming back, your calls are coming up. We want to hear from you. And the lines are full. We'll take as many calls as we can between now and the end of the show. Coming right back after this.
Rush.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Bo Snerdly.
On 77 WABC.